from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Tony Catalina joins us now from Pro Football Network, and also he covers the Cowboys for Blogging the Boys. Follow him on Twitter at Tony_Catalina. Tony, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it.
So I want to get into this piece that you wrote over there, Pro Football Network, and it's one potential breakout player to watch for all 32 NFL teams ahead of training camp. It's a great piece. For the Packers, you went in a direction I have not really seen anybody kind of go in, and that's Carrington Valentine, the cornerback for the Packers. With Eric Stokes coming back, it appears that he would be kind of the third corner on this team at this point. What do you like about Valentine?
I mean, he showed a lot of good traits last year. Thrown into the fire a little bit, played 12 games, kind of, you know, first off, fighting for a job, being a seventh-round pick and making the team first and foremost, and then making the most of that. I mean, that's a guy who obviously has supreme confidence in his own abilities, and another year within an NFL program, you know, with the new DC coming to Green Bay, I think there's a lot of advantageous things to feel good about there. Obviously, like you mentioned, Jair Alexander and Eric Stokes in front of him, but I think his talent and the confidence will continue to develop and grow, where it almost comes to be undeniable that he's going to be able to step in and be a productive member of this team. Now, he's under the radar, and we're talking about breakout guys, but you know, for me, I'm not as shocked, and I think there's some people around the team that probably quietly feel the same way.
All right, so we talk about Valentine. He kind of reshaped his body, it sounds like, this offseason. Has added some muscle on and so forth. When we talk about some of these guys, when we start talking about breakout players of the year, how much do you kind of consider defensive coaching staff changes? Because the Packers bring in Jeff Hafley, who is the head coach at Boston College, to be the new defensive coordinator. The system is going to change different than maybe what it was under Joe Barry last year, maybe more of a press man type coverage team this year versus playing zone and 5 to 10 yards off of guys and letting them play pitch and catch running down the field on the Packers. How much was considered there?
A big part of it, right? Anytime there's a changing of the guard in, you know, across the league, it kind of wipes the slate clean. Obviously, you know who the stars are. You know who the playmakers are. But people who are fighting for positions, fighting for jobs, even guys who haven't really lived up to the expectation, they're back to the drawing board of trying to prove themselves, right? Coach Hafley doesn't owe anybody anything, right? His job is on the line just like anybody else's. He wants to come and make a good impression. You bring a guy in like that, and then you add Valentine to the situation where he can go out there and build confidence in year two. It's anybody's game to go out there and fight for reps. Now, injuries happen. He could win the job straight out. I mean, we'll see what happens, right? But you add into the fact that he's a cover three coach, cover one coach, a little bit more man work. I think that really helps Valentine. I think that's more of what he looks to do anyway. And I think there's a lot of good pieces and recipes here to feel good about what could happen for him in this new year.
Talking with Tony Catalina, Pro Football Network, of course, covers the Cowboys for Blogging the Boys. Follow him on Twitter at Tony_Catalina. We were playing some audio earlier from Stacey Dales talking about this Packers offense on NFL Network and just how good it might be and some of the stars that might develop out of this wide receiving core. How good do you think this Packers offense is this year with Jordan Love in his second year as starter, all of these young cats at wide receiver, tight end. You add Josh Jacobs at running back along with Marshawn Lloyd out of the draft. How good is this Packers offense when you start comparing them to the likes of San Francisco and Philly and some of these other teams?
You know, comparatively, it's tough to say, but I can say they're probably the most exciting unit in the NFL. Jordan Love just feels like he's scratching the surface of what he can be. Add in Josh Jacobs, all of these really young wide receiver weapons that he have on the outside. We've seen a glimpse of what the Packers did, you know, the Cowboys in the playoffs, gave a run for, you know, the 49ers for their money in the next round. Like, they're on the come up. There isn't anybody who isn't, you know, buying in on the Packers right now. I think as far as talent goes wire to wire, it's so untapped that if the ceiling feels limitless at this point. And now, where are they consistently wise, right? Can they do some of the things the 49ers do? Maybe a Detroit Lions offense, even with the Cowboys, you know, they've been able to do over the last few years. If they're able to continue and look what the last 10 weeks of the year in 2023 is moving into 2024, it could be a really dangerous unit.
I was hearing Dan Orlovsky, the other day, whenever it was, I don't remember who it was with, talking about, you know, a quarterback, you know, that he would kind of trust kind of going forward here for the next few years in the NFC and kind of how, you know, he would rank them and where Jordan Love would be on that list. We start talking about NFC quarterbacks, Purdy. Well, we don't know where Dak's going to be. We'll get into that. Obviously, you cover the Cowboys. Jalen Hurts, some of these guys, Caleb Williams now in the NFC. Where would you put Jordan Love as far as quarterbacks in the NFC when we start talking about, you know, what they'll do in the next few years?
I mean, he's got to be on the cusp of one of the top tier guys, right? Like, I don't think he's quite there solidified across the board. But if he comes out early in the first month of the year and kind of looks like what he did at the end of the season, a guy who looks like he's putting it all together, the game's slowing down, he had the time to develop behind, you know, when he was a backup. If he's able to continue that, I mean, people are going to talk about Jordan Love, you know,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Really high sense moving forward if they haven't already. It feels like the hype train around him is really chugging along, but, you know, it continues to progress, which we hope to see with these younger guys. Hopefully, you know, teams get more film on you. They try to attack you differently defensively. If he's able to respond to that well and continue to move forward, I mean, we're going to be talking about him with everybody you just mentioned.
Talking with Tony Catalina, Pro Football Network. You can follow Pro Football Network on Twitter at PFN365. And, of course, covers the Cowboys for Blogging the Boys. Got to talk about Packers Cowboys. I want to know what y'all were thinking heading into that game last year in the playoffs in Dallas, and what y'all were talking about by the time that game was all said and done.
It's funny because the perception of it right on the outside was a 7 seed has never beaten a 2 seed. There was some false confidence with that, right? The Cowboys year felt different. Another 12-5 finish, but this year just felt different. That was kind of the vibe around Dallas, around the fan base. Ultimately, the team has always looked like front runners the whole year. You know, if you get out in front of somebody, the Cowboys are going to put you away. But if they got punched in the mouth and they weren't able to respond quickly, things get solved quickly. And that's exactly what happened with the Packers. It was almost, you know, the worst case scenario for Dallas to go in, play a game against a young Packers team who had nothing to lose, right? They go out there, Nobody's expecting much. And they were able to put it on a team quickly and shock the system of a Cowboys team that is just so used to that finish. It was honestly perplexing. And to be honest with you, moving forward, this whole offseason has felt totally different within the fan base. They're just, you had skeptics and pessimistic people already. Now it's like, hey, we're not buying into this team until something substantial happens, because, you know, the Packers pretty much crushed their will that week.
You know, the other thing about this deal, we had Michael Jannetty on from SpotTrack, great website. I'm sure that you use it too for contracts and so forth. And he was on last week, and he talked about the fact that he believes Dak Prescott is simply going to walk into free agency next year and figure out what he wants to do, because they can't franchise tag him based on his contract. How do you think this thing plays out with Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's been saying it all offseason. His leverage is off the charts. No trade clause, no franchise tag clause. He can do really whatever he wants, and that's why there isn't much rush for him to do it. You know, Jerry Jones famously said, you know, we're going to let the leaves fall. Well, I mean, it's the tree is shaking at this point, right? He's got to make something happen. Dak Prescott is eyeing up to be the first $60 million quarterback. He's going to set the market. Everyone you talk to is talking like his money is going to be abundant. Now, will it be in Dallas or not? That's the question. I tend to believe that Jerry Jones, for all the theatrics he plays, he understands what he has there, right? It's hard to find a quarterback that's probably 11 or 12. But with that being said, does he want to go down the dark road of trying to find a rookie quarterback? Is it Trey Lance? You know, who is the next guy up? I think ultimately they want to keep him. They get it done. But Jerry likes to play hardball with contracts, and I think we're seeing that across the board for them.
What is going on with Mike McCarthy? Talks yesterday, him talking about maybe being frustrated by dealing with Jerry Jones and frustrations boiling over. Last year of his deal. What's the vibe with McCarthy at this point?
It's pretty dark for a guy who's gone, you know, 36-15 over the last 3 years.
My goodness. Oh my God.
And I'm with you in the sense that I don't believe it should be, right? Because I'm a guy who believes in keep knocking on the door. Right? If you can win, even go 12-5, get me in the playoffs every year.
Hold on, Tony, one second. I want to get a different perspective. What's his record? You say 36-15?
Yes.
Hey, Chicago Charlie, Bears fan. 36-15 for the Bears. Would you be mad at your coach?
No, not at all. I'd be very happy with my coach.
Just checking. Go ahead, Tony. Sorry, I had to rub it in, the Bears fan on the show. Go ahead.
Fair enough. But, you know, that's kind of what almost the delusions of grandeur the Cowboys Nation has, right? Like, there's so many people that I've talked to, whether on social media or in my day-to-day, you know, work, and I'm just like, we had a year where Jason Garrett was here, and you were fighting for 500. You were fighting for playoffs. This, it almost feels like a given at this point. Why don't you just take what you have here, try to build upon what you have, and go forward? Mike McCarthy, in the first year of him calling plays, Dak Prescott was an MVP candidate, right? He led the league in touchdown passes. I understand it ended poorly, but at the same time, we're not going to have to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, right? Like, this doesn't have to be all or nothing. This is a good football team. Build upon it and build around it.
What are they doing at running back? I mean, they let Ezekiel Elliott go. Tony Pollard, you're our guy. Then Tony Pollard's not our guy. He leaves. He goes to Tennessee. And now Ezekiel Elliott is back. What is happening at running back?
They're so ready to just reset the room with financials. You know, bring Ezekiel Elliott back on a deal that's worth, you know, a maximum of $3 million. Rico Dowdle, who has never been a starting running back. Deuce Vaughn, who's 5'5". And people, it's more of a good story than anything. It's a complete reset. I think they spent so much money over the last decade on the running back room that they just want to kind of just start over, right? We're going to figure it out, run it back by committee. They honestly have probably the worst unit in all of football right now, and it'll probably backfire on them in that sense. But as you look at it, they just, every dollar, every cent they've thought about this year, they've kind of moved with that in mind. Not a team that's ready to go all in. It was more of a team like, hey, let's kind of resources and move forward to 2025.
Yes, Tony Catalina, Pro Football.
Really high sense moving forward if they haven't already. It feels like the hype train around him is really chugging along, but, you know, it continues to progress, which we hope to see with these younger guys. Hopefully, you know, teams get more film on you. They try to attack you differently defensively. If he's able to respond to that well and continue to move forward, I mean, we're going to be talking about him with everybody you just mentioned.
Talk with Tony Catalina, Pro Football Network. You can follow Pro Football Network on Twitter at PFN365. And, of course, covers the Cowboys for Blogging the Boys. Got to talk about Packers-Cowboys. I want to know what y'all were thinking heading into that game last year in the playoffs in Dallas. And what you all were talking about by the time that game was all said and done.
It's funny because the perception of it right on the outside was a 7 seed has never beaten a 2 seed. There was some false confidence with that, right? The Cowboys year felt different. Another 12-5 finish, but this year just felt different. That was kind of the vibe around Dallas, around the fan base. Ultimately, the team has always looked like front runners the whole year. You know, if you get out in front of somebody, the Cowboys are going to put you away. But if they got punched in the mouth and they weren't able to respond quickly, things get south quickly. And that's exactly what happened with the Packers. It was almost, you know, the worst case scenario for Dallas to go in, play a game against a young Packers team who had nothing to lose, right? They go out there, nobody's expecting much, and they were able to put it on a team quickly and shock the system of a Cowboys team that is just so used to that finish. It was honestly perplexing. And to be honest with you, moving forward, this whole offseason has felt totally different within the fan base. They're just, you had skeptics and pessimistic people already. Now it's like, hey, we're not buying into this team until something substantial happens, because, you know, the Packers pretty much crushed their will that week.
You know, the other thing about this deal, we had Michael Jannetty on from SpotTrack, great website. I'm sure that you use it too for contracts and so forth. And he was on last week, and he talked about the fact that he believes Dak Prescott is simply going to walk into free agency next year and figure out what he wants to do, because they can't franchise tag him based on his contract. How do you think this thing plays out with Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's been saying it all offseason. His leverage is off the charts. No trade clause, no franchise tag clause. He can do really whatever he wants, and that's why there isn't much rush for him to do it. You know, Jerry Jones famously said, you know, we're going to let the leaves fall. Well, I mean, it's the tree is shaking at this point, right? He's got to make something happen. Dak Prescott is eyeing up to be the first $60 million quarterback. He's going to set the market. Everyone you talk to is talking like his money is going to be abundant. Now, will it be in Dallas or not? That's the question. I tend to believe that Jerry Jones, for all the theatrics he plays, he understands what he has there, right? It's hard to find a quarterback that's probably 11 or 12. But with that being said, does he want to go down the dark road of trying to find a rookie quarterback? Is it Trey Lance? You know, who is the next guy up? I think ultimately they want to keep him. They get it done, but Jerry likes to play hardball with contracts, and I think we're seeing that across the board for them.
What is going on with Mike McCarthy? Talks yesterday, him talking about maybe being frustrated by dealing with Jerry Jones and frustrations boiling over. Last year of his deal. What's the vibe with McCarthy at this point?
It's pretty dark for a guy who's gone, you know, 36-15 over the last 3 years.
My
you know?
Goodness. Oh, my God.
And I'm with you in the sense that I don't believe it should be, right? Because I'm a guy who believes in keep knocking on the door. Right? If you can win, even go 12-5, get me in the playoffs every year.
Hold on, Tony, one second. I want to get a different perspective. What's his record? You say 36-15?
Yes.
Hey, hey, Chicago Charlie, Bears fan. 36-15 for the Bears. Would you be mad at your coach?
No, not at all. I'd be very happy with my coach.
Just checking. Go ahead, Tony. Sorry, I had to rub it in, the Bears fan on the show. Go ahead.
Fair enough. But, you know, that's kind of what almost the delusions of grandeur the Cowboys Nation has, right? Like, there's so many people that I've talked to, whether on social media or in my day-to-day, you know, work, and I'm just like, we had a year where Jason Garrett was here, and you were fighting for 500. You were fighting for playoffs. This, it almost feels like a given at this point. Why don't you just take what you have here, try to build upon what you have, and go forward? Mike McCarthy, in the first year of him calling plays, Dak Prescott was an MVP candidate, right? He led the league in touchdown passes. I understand it ended poorly, but at the same time, we're not going to have to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, right? Like, this doesn't have to be all or nothing. This is a good football team. Build upon it and build around it.
What are they doing at running back? I mean, they let Ezekiel Elliott go. Tony Pollard, you're our guy. Then Tony Pollard's not our guy. He leaves. He goes to Tennessee, and now Ezekiel Elliott is back. What is happening at running back?
They're so ready to just reset the room with financials. You know, bring Ezekiel Elliott back on a deal that's worth, you know, a maximum of $3 million. Rico Dowdle, who has never been a starter running back. Dufon, who's 5'5", and people, it's more of a good story than anything. It's a complete reset. I think they spent so much money over the last decade on the running back room that they just want to kind of just start over, right? We're going to figure it out, run it back by committee. They honestly have probably the worst unit in all of football right now, and it'll probably backfire on them in that sense. But as you look at it, they just, every dollar, every cent they've thought about this year, they've kind of moved with that in mind. Not a team that's ready to go all in. It was more of a team like, hey, let's kind of resources and move forward to 2025.
He is Tony Catalina, Pro Football Network, great website. I'm on there a couple times a week. Have had Ian Cummings on leading up to the draft this year as well. Love Ian. Cowboy stuff, well, that's up for you to decide if you want to go check that out. Blogging the Boys. Follow him on Twitter at Tony_Catalina. Tony, thanks so much, man, for coming on. Really appreciate it. Hope to have you on again in the future.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you again.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Tony Catalina, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.